able to keep you from falling, to keep you from stumbling, and present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. My brothers and sisters, this is the key verse in Jude, and the key phrase in Jude is to keep you from falling. But now to present us before his glorious presence without fault, with great joy, is talking about when we see Jesus face to face. Because to be sinless and perfect, or to be without sin or without fault, this will be the ultimate condition of the believer when Christ returns and receives us unto himself. Why is this? Because when Christ appears, we will be given some brand new bodies, and we'll be just like him, according to 1 John 3:2, that says, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And so in the meantime, we must trust in the Lord always. And realize that he's always with us no matter what we're facing. And we need to realize that no matter what we face in life, that we can trust in God because he is still able. But now in the text, the audience to whom Jude was, wrote was found themselves sort of vulnerable to heresies and temptations toward immoral living. And so Jude was giving advice on how to withstand evil and teaching the evil teachings of that day, because the evil teachings and heresies were very prevalent during the time of his writing. And he does this by encouraging the believers to remain firm in their faith and trust in God's promises for their future. Now, this was all the more important because, as I say, they were living in a time of increased apostasy, talking about folk who were abandoning and who were renouncing Jesus Christ. But let me say to us today that many Christians are vulnerable to doctrinal errors, amen, today. And many are calling themselves to be tempted into sin. But let me say, despite the fact that much false teaching is going on all around us, we need not be afraid or give up in despair, because the God we serve is still able, according to the text, to keep us from falling. And he guaranteed that if we remain faithful, he will bring us into his presence and give us everlasting joy. And so, my brothers and sisters, I want us to consider these 25 simple words found here in the text that should give each of us some assurance that he is still able. Look at somebody and say, tell them he's able. Note, if you will, the word now in the text. That's the present. Under him, that's the person. That is able, that's the power. To keep you, that's his protection. From falling is to make you perfect. And present you faultless, that's to make you pure. Before the presence of his glory, that's the prestige. With exceeding joy, that's the pleasure. But now Dr. Frank Ray, that great expository preaching preacher, breaks down this verse as follows. He says, now is usually an adverb, but here in Jude 24, it's a conjunction. Unto is a preposition, which is a preposition. Him is a pronoun, but it is an objective pronoun, and that is a subjective pronoun. But in the English language, it's rare that you have a subjective and an objective pronoun together. He says either or never, both is. But the Greek text says, he says, he found out that all this stuff in the verse is not there. All it says is just him able. Look at somebody again and say, him able. Who is him? My brothers and sisters, Jude is talking about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who him is. I'm talking about him, the one that existed before there was a when and a where. Him, the one who co-created the universe and everything therein. Him, the one who took a ball of helium and hydrogen and placed it, yes, Lord, in the vaulted dome. Him, the one who sat on the great throne in glory. I'm talking about him, the one who came down through 42 generations. him, the one who is Mary's little baby boy. I'm talking about him, y'all, the one that taught like a scholar at the age of 12. Him, the one who was baptized by his cousin at the age of 30. Him, the one that walked the earth for 33 and a half years. Him, the one that gave, yes, Lord, his all for you and me. I'm talking about him who is able. But let's get a little personal because he's my bread when I'm hungry. I'm talking about him, Buckner. He's my water when I'm thirsty. He's my friend when I'm friendly. So he is my doctor in a sick room. He's my lawyer when I'm in trouble. He's my bridge over troubled water. Yes, I'm talking about him. I'm talking about Jesus Christ because he's still able. And so the text says now, which is a sense of urgency. Note Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now thy creator in the days of your youth. Then 1 John 3:2 say, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what it shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we will be just like him. For we shall see him as he is. Then the psalmist says in 119 and 67, he said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But he said, but now I keep your word. But then Jesus said to his disciples in John 16 and 12, he said, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. But the word now not only speaks of urgency, but it also speaks of the presence. Well, keep looking at the text and note that he says now, right now, unto him that is. Now, the word that is in the Hebrew text, in Hebrew 13 and 18 implied that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But now we note that back in the day when Jesus walked the earth, he performed many miracles. Because the Bible says back then he took ordinary water and he turned it into priceless wine. Back then he fed 5,000 people with 2 sardines and 5 biscuits. Back then he healed a man of an incurable, deadly disease called leprosy. Back then, he defied the powers of nature in a storm when he said, peace be still. And there was a great calm. Back then, he unstopped deaf ears. He opened blind eyes. Back then, he fixed twisted tongues and made lame folk walk. I tell you, back then, he did all of that, but we must keep in mind that he can do the same thing right now for us today. Why is this? Because the Hebrew writer tells us that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why the text says now unto him that is able. Meaning whatever he did back then, he's still able to do it today. And so whatever your need is this morning, I stop by to tell you that my God, he is still able. He's able to perform some mighty miracles in your life. He's still able to take insufficient amount and turn it into monumental applications. He's still able to heal a sin-sick body. He's still able to speak to the storm that's raging in your life and say, peace be still, and there will be a great calm. He's still able to save from the guttermost all the way up to the uttermost. He's still able to open closed eyes, closed minds and closed hearts. I tell you, God is still able to do anything but fail. In other words, come what may, you can stand on the promises of God. Because remember, I told you, Him able, meaning Jesus is still able to see you through. Whatever you may be going through this morning, I advise you to turn it over to Jesus, because I tell you, He's still able to make it right. And that's why Peter said to all Christians this morning, no matter what you're going through, He said, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Because according to the text, He's able to do four things. He's able to protect us. He's able to preserve us. He's able to make us pure. He's able to make us perfect. And so as I try to move to the close, yes, the text says He's able to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Now, this exceeding joy is translated from the Greek as exaltation. And so I don't know about you this morning, but I'm going to praise His name. I'm going to lift Him up, and I'm going to bless His holy name. I tell you, the reason I praise Him is because I know for myself that He is still able, because He brought me from a mighty long ways. And so I thank the Lord this morning that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He'll still be the same tomorrow. But even more, I thank the Lord for what He's already done. I'm talking about what He's already done in my life, because I don't know what He's done for you. Because when I look back over my life, and then I don't have to go back too far, and I can just think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. And guess what? I've got a testimony. And so the text says, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, because He's able to do anything but fail. But for us to stand before the Lord faultless or blameless with great joy, this is only made possible because of the cross out there on Calvary's Hill. And so the reason He's still able, because when I look back to the cross of Calvary and remember that one Friday, that same Him who is able, He hung, bled, and died on the hill. Yes, Lord, for your sins and mine. He was buried in Joseph's brand new tomb, where He lay there 3 days and three nights. But bright early, He got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in His hand. And after showing Himself alive for some 40 days, He caught a cloud and He went back to glory. And right now, He's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. He's our mediator. I'm talking about the only one between us and God. You know Him, don't you? He's the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah, Lord, He's the only way you can get to the Father. You know Him, don't you? He's the great high priest, the only one who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, because He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace, find help in the time of need. You know Him, don't you? And so with all the false teaching and doctrine going on today, with all the trouble in this world, we need to remember that God, he's still able. Ain't God all right? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he lift you up when you fall down? Won't he save your soul from a burning hell? Ain't God all right? Have you tried him for yourself? I tell you, he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to present you faultless before his presence up in glory. He's able to give us exceeding joy. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Ain't God all right? Is there anybody here who know my Lord? Is there anybody here who tried him for yourself? Ain't God all right? If you know it's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Yeah. I tell you, he's still able. I don't care what you're going through. He's able. It might look dark, but he's able. Harvey's raging, but he's able. The storm of life may be raging in your life, but he's able. There might not be any peace right now, but just hold on to God's unchanging hand. After a while, everything will be all right, because him able, him able. Him able to do anything but fail. Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
Changes things. Not a second or another minute. Not an hour or another day. But at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way as you have done so many times. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Tests and trials that come to make me strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. The ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Mm.
They messed up. They let us back in the casino again. The Paragon Casino is the spot. Thanksgiving night is the time.
This Thanksgiving night is an old school party you will never forget.
Pack the casino, the old school jam with a new school twist. Thanksgiving night plus, the casino's gonna give you play.
You can't beat that.
Get your tickets now at Styles by Sterling Barbershop.
BJ's Beauty Supply.
Who does your hair in Marksville.
And VIP Cleaners.
Paragon Casino, Marksville, Louisiana. The Mari Showroom. DJ Speedy T. Mr. Bow Bow Bow.
DJ Rob Real and DJ Easy B.
You don't want to miss it. Have your face in the place.
Show love, get love.
Bow. Yeah, I said it, Mr. Bow.
Many times in life, we get caught up in the things that we have or the things that we may have accomplished. But it's not because we've been so good or we lived so right. But how many know that it was by His grace and mercy that brought us this far? Can you imagine?
What if I had Hank and could not touch? What if I had legs and I could not walk? What if I had ears and I could not hear? What if I had eyes? Oh, and I could not see. Thank you for the legs you gave so that I may walk. Thank you for the ears to hear you talk to me. You gave me eyes so I could see. I thank you for
your grace and mercy.
Oh, we are. I thank you for
your grace,
grace and mercy.
Sometimes I sit back and I wonder,